Read, read, read.
Unit 1. Today's passage. Investing in yourself. In the business world, companies must invest if they want to grow and be successful in the future. They therefore use money for purposes such as training their workers, developing new technology, or buying new machinery. But it is not only companies that can invest in the future. University students can also do something similar. They can invest in themselves. But what do university students have to invest? They have two things, money and time. In order to get money, they can use some of their free time to do a part-time job. If they can manage to save some of this money, they can use it for various purposes. Of course, they will spend part of it on daily living expenses and for going out with their friends, but if they can also save some, they can use this to get more knowledge and skills. For example, they can use the money to pay for a period of language study overseas. Language skills, especially English or Chinese, are sure to give people an advantage in finding a job. So using spare money to improve one's language skills is a great investment for the future. But what should people do with their spare time? Of course, it's fun to eat and drink with friends, play games or watch movies. But if students can spend some of their free time reading books, newspapers and interesting internet sites, they can learn a lot of things about the world, including science, history, economics, or literature. Investing time to gain a wide field of knowledge is also a great way to make yourself a great candidate when job hunting. Everyone likes to use time and money to do enjoyable things, but it is also very important to consider investing time and money in your future.